Well, Julia Banks, the Liberal MP for the seat of Chisholm, gave a major speech in the Parliament last night. There weren't many people listening. Many of her colleagues were out at the parliamentary ball. But Julia Banks called out what she describes as a pervasive culture of appalling behaviour, and she pressed the Liberal Party to adopt formal quotas to boost the number of women in the Parliament.
Quotas would be a reset mechanism. They would create a level playing field. We already have a quota system with our coalition partners, and we use the principle of quotas to ensure geographical, state-based distribution on the front bench. An equal number of men and women should run for pre-selection. It's really simple. If you only have a man running and you can't find a woman, find one. They're out there.
Julia Banks, not going quietly. Phil Khoury joins us in our Parliament House studios now. Phil, good morning.
Morning, friend.
Well, Scott Morrison says he's absolutely satisfied that no female MPs were bullied during the leadership spill, or as he puts it, there was no gender-specific lobbying or pressure placed on members. Julia Banks is calling for quotas, but more than that, she stood in the Parliament and she called out bullying, intimidation, harassment and otherwise, and that's what she's alleging. She said, in my political journey, a culture of appalling behaviour has been widespread, pervasive and undermining like white ants. Now, the Prime Minister has been trying to close down this debate, certainly keep it in-house this week. How much harder is that going to be now after this speech?
Oh, well, they'll lose another day, obviously, on this and other things that happened overnight, Fran. So, you know, it would be very helpful if Julia and others actually sort of detailed some of this stuff. I mean, the general allegations, clearly there was, you know, in the building there was this view that this was going on the other week when the leadership was happening. Julia Banks is not the only person to mention it.
There's a lot of pressure being put on them to not, though, clearly. Well, Senator Chui has been spoken to by the Prime Minister and she said...
Linda Reynolds,
they're going to keep it in-house. That's the...
Yeah, so we're sort of, you know, walking up to the precipice on this, but no one's sort of, you know, going further. And I think it probably would, you know... serve the whole place.
Well, how much further do you have to go, though, than saying that in my political journey a culture of appalling behaviour has been widespread, pervasive and undermining?
Well, but that's... They're very strong words, but it'd help if we had some examples. I mean, clearly they want to get something off their chest. Clearly stuff has gone on, but it's almost like it's like a reverse... You know, they're alluding to the fact they may be being intimidated by not giving any details, if you know what I mean. I think there's a general feeling around the place... It'd be good to actually detail some of this stuff. It's hard to...
Well, not in the Prime Minister's mind, and he's got out and said there was no gender-specific lobbying or pressure placed on members. He's satisfied on that. Julia Banks has told me she doesn't believe that the so-called internal processes that the Prime Minister keeps referring to are a ready fix, and as she said, it's now time for quotas. So this has now moved from the allegations of bullying to what are we going to do about it, and we need a firm plan, because they keep saying, well, we've got these processes in place and we've got this target, but no real plan to get there
no,
that I can see.
Look, I think the call for quotas is only going to increase in the Liberal Party. And if you want to affect cultural change, if you improve the gender balance, then clearly, you know, you're going to probably change the behaviour. I mean, it goes without saying. So it's an obvious thing to call for. Everyone, you know, a lot of people are now starting to call for it, but there's still a lot of resistance in the Liberal Party towards it. There's just...
Well, it's been an article of faith for so long.
It has,
in the Liberal Party.
And I was talking to people last night, even women in the Liberal Party at the ball, and they're quite opposed to it, you know, especially the Conservatives. So whatever, it's their problem. They've got to work it out.
And how was the ball? The new Prime Minister had to give a few words. How did he go?
Oh, he did all right. He was a bit underdone on his speech, but you can understand, given he's had other priorities in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, I think it was together at the last minute, but he carried it off. He did all right.
Well, he has had a bit on his plate, as we say, these allegations by women within his party about intimidation and bullying, the call for quotas, the Peter Dutton affair, and Labor's constant asking of questions about why Malcolm Turnbull was replaced. Scott Morrison sort of stood and delivered yesterday and said, get over it. And yet there is no moving on, it would seem, because the former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has been calling and texting his former colleagues, we now know, urging them to refer Peter Dutton to the High Court. Is this Malcolm Turnbull making trouble, or does he have a point? This can only be resolved one way, finally, and that is through the High Court.
Well, he's, you know, I mean, he said he would go quietly, and it only lasted 2 weeks. So he's still clearly very bitter about Peter Dutton and Peter Dutton's role in ending his prime ministership. You know, just prima facie, Dutton, you know, there is quite a case that Peter, you know, amongst the legal fraternity that Peter Dutton should be referred. Not all lawyers are of that view. The Solicitor General's advice was quite polarising, but there's you know, a lot of them, people have been referred for less, Fran. So I guess, you know, that's Turnbull's point. But I just heard Scott Morrison, he's basically not going to do it. He said people are sick of this lawyer's picnic and it's time to get over it.
Okay. Well, the Turnbull tweet is, the point I've made to Scott Morrison and others is that given the uncertainty around Peter Dutton's eligibility, acknowledged by the Solicitor General, he should be referred to the High Court, as Barnaby was, to clarify the matter. Phil, thanks very much.
Pleasure, Fran.
Phil Currie is the Chief Political Correspondent with the Financial Review.